This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Peter Opelt, economist with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, joins us. And Peter, the Grain Commission elections will soon be upon us. So what is KDA's role in the Grain Commission elections?
Yeah, that's right. So KDA oversees all phases of the elections process for the commodity commissions, all four: wheat, grain, sorghum, soybeans, and sunflowers and corn. And so we oversee and administer the elections process for all of the commissions as directed per the legislative statute that establishes the commissions.
For the districts this year, which of those districts will be up for this election cycle?
This year will be districts 4, 5, and 6, which are the central three districts, with Phillips County in the northwest, Comanche County in the southwest, Washington in the northeast, and Sumner in the southeast. So those are the four that kind of perimeter the region that'll be in those elections.
So if producers are interested in becoming a candidate, say, for one of those Kansas Soybean Commission elections, can they still do that?
Yes, the deadline for filing is November 30th. Any candidate will have to collect 20 signatures from eligible growers, with no more than 5 signatures from one single county.
And Peter, who is eligible to vote in these commission elections?
Sure, an eligible voter is any legal resident of Kansas who is been actively engaged in growing corn, grain, sorghum, soybeans, wheat, or sunflowers in the last 3 years, is of legal voting age, and resides in the district for which they wish to vote.
So what are the best places to find all this information?
For more information, you can contact the Kansas Corn, Grain, Sorghum, Soybean, Sunflower, or wheat commissions. And we also have all of the information on the Kansas Department of Agriculture website that includes the brochure, petition forms, and a checklist for everything that a potential candidate will need. And that website is agriculture.ks.gov/kda-services/kansas-commodity-commissions.
All right, Peter, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That is Peter Opelt, who is an economist with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, and he joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.